So last week we sent our producer Ian Chillog up to Massachusetts, made him run the Boston Marathon. Then he came back, did some stuff here. Then we sent him back up again for an even more demanding gauntlet. It's called RaffleCon. We're heroes of internet culture mixed with lovers of internet culture, trying to figure out why we love internet culture. All right, Ian, you're at MIT. 500 people have somehow left their computers. They enter the real world. Set the scene.
Well, I have to say, you mentioned the marathon. It was probably equally sweaty at RaffleCon.
And did everyone dress in layers?
Yeah, no. There was a lot of costume. I was thinking about what it felt like last couple days. I feel like I just woke up from this dream where the internet had turned real. There was, like, Tron Guy was there, Denny Blaze was there. Chuck Norris himself was not there, but the Chuck Norris fax guy was. It was completely surreal.
It's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And someone turned into the Wicked Witch. Well, on the blog, you talked about a panel which was supposed to be about making money on the internet. But, on the internet, you say it's going to be about this, and then it turns into something else. Is that what happened there?
Yeah. And that was the interesting thing. It's like, I was really excited to see the fleshy versions of these internet memes.
Should we stop and define meme?
Well, meme is like all those things you go crazy for on the internet. Like, the dramatic chipmunk or dramatic prairie dog and these things that get sent around, forwarded, sometimes copied and remixed.
It's so, like an idea or a fad or a...
Usually
any
like...
kind of thing.
Yeah. Pretty much anything you love on the internet
yes.
that you have sent to someone else is a meme.
Okay.
So there were kind of these things in person, but then the customs of the internet kind of took hold. Like at this panel, someone at the beginning stood up and said, "I can't help but notice all of you on stage there. You're all young white men." And the discussion completely changed from what it was supposed to be about. Kevin Driscoll, he's from MIT, he put what happened like this.
People saw something that was wrong, and they didn't just like wait until the coffee break to gripe about it. They stood up and they were like, "All right, this thing has barely started. I already see a problem. Let me just tell you about it." And then a bunch of other people came in and they like replied to the first poster. "Yo, this is not good.
So, you put it in internet terms, commenting on the first poster. And it was just so internet. And
it was an actual person who said, "You're all white men." And the guy we just heard from called him a poster.
Exactly.
Right. That's
exactly.
Funny.
And there was a dinner that the organizers didn't plan. But Twitter on Twitter, the attendees of the conference took over and planned it for them without any sort of organized nobody told
it's
them to
anarchy.
Do it. Yeah. Well, no, it's really organized. Huh. It's just not directed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's interesting. That guy who talked about you're all white men, when you get sent a funny chipmunk or, Chuck Norris facts, you don't think of the demographic of the guy sending it to you. So they just constructed a panel of who's ever been sending around the most famous stuff, and it turned out to
and they had worried about this. And at one point, Tron Guy stood up, and he was like, "Look, most of the people on the internet are geeks. Most geeks are men. That's why it is. Nobody is saying women don't belong here. It's just the fact that we're nerds, and most of us are dudes."
And when Tron Guy speaks, is it like George Washington at the Constitutional Convention? A hush falls over the room?
It really is. Wow. Like, if Tron Guy is talking... Everyone
this is
the
guy
up.
Who dresses up like the Disney film Tron. That's
exactly.
Who Tron Guy is.
Exactly.
I feel like we have to pull back and explain some of these things every once in a while. So was Tron Guy, is he the most famous guy? Who's the most famous internet meme?
Tron was big. Do you know Leroy Jenkins? Have you heard of Leroy Jenkins?
No.
Unless he's known as something else.
Okay. So his real world handle is Ben Schulz. And he's the star of this YouTube video from World of Warcraft. Basically, a group of players huddled outside a dungeon planning an attack. We can hear some of that.
Well, it's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums,
ready, guys?
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Seriously, that's all there is to it. Yet the two most popular copies of that video have been viewed more than 5 million times. He was there. People were crazy for him. I asked him where the whole Leroy Jenkins thing came from.
We were drinking 40s and just yelling at each other, so.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah, now I'm famous for that. So excellent.
Yeah.
So excellent.
It's a fame that doesn't really translate so well to the real world. Soon after his video hit YouTube, this showed up on Jeopardy.
This role-playing game out in 2004 returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle.
Blank stares.
And that would be the world of Warcraft.
Nobody got it. So, it doesn't really jump to the mainstream. But he likes it that way.
Props to Alex Trebek for trying to make the leap, though.
Yeah. No, I think an intern got fired over that,
it's
honestly.
World of Warcraft. No. I really am glad that our medium is threatened by that thing. Yeah, yeah. It makes me feel good. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Denny Blazenhazen.
Yeah. Now, this was a big meme a couple years back.
I have to work hard every day if I want the money to go out and play.
Yeah, I can tell.
All right, the chorus there, you know, he just says average homeboy, and that's what it was all about. This guy made this video of himself, sent it to record companies, really wanted to hit it big. A couple years ago, it shows up on YouTube, and people loved it, not necessarily because it was great rapping.
Not necessarily. Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, the whole discussion was, is this guy real? Is this like a hoax perpetuated after the fact?
I can tell you, he is very, very real. It fits into this whole category. David Weinberger from Harvard spoke, and he said there are these memes that are really about, quote, exalting in the inadequacy of being normal. These are people like Tazon Day or the Star Wars kid who basically, you know, they have ambitions, they have weird quirks like the rest of us, they just happen to be on video.
Mm-hmm.
Denny Blaze's attitude towards his fame, pretty much like this.
I don't have any regrets about it. If I was 18 years ago, I would probably make the same video, and everything happens for a reason, and I'm thankful it finally has happened.
Yeah, so the fame is pretty much an opportunity for him, you know, for people to hear his music. He actually performed that night on stage, got on stage, Harvard hat, MIT jacket.
Every day, if I want the money to go out and play, I make you like a toy.
All right, so he kind of changed around the lyrics, and what he's saying there is, you know, you may think I'm a joke, but the joke's on you. You brought me here. I'm using you to reach a real fame. So, you know.
Why does it have to be so confrontational? They love the guy. Yeah, the joke's not on them. They knew it was a joke.
Yeah, but he's saying it wasn't really funny. It was really an opportunity to kind of reach the real ranks of hip-hop.
With his message of hope and love. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Here, if we're going to talk about crazy stuff on the internet, we got to talk about these lolcats, these pictures of animals with captions, as if this is what a cat would be saying if it could speak. And you went to a panel called Lolcats?
Yeah. This was pretty amazing. This was there was the guy from I Can Has Cheeseburger, who that's the big lolcat site. There was somebody who was translating the Bible into lol speak. At one point, somebody raised their hand and asked, at first, the language is like baby talk in these lolcats, you know, it's this funny vernacular. Now you're making fun of people with Down syndrome. And so everybody on the panel was like, what? What are you saying? And Ben Ho, who manages the big lolcat site, he said, you know, lolspeak is the first language that was written before it was spoken. Mm. So whatever voice you have in your head is your own. And I thought that was really interesting. He also said they get a lot of complaints from people who say their cats don't have bad grammar.
Did you ever roll on the floor laughing?
Yeah. I was looking for it the whole time. It finally happened. Here's Dan Lurie.
I ruffled at RuffleCon. I was paying more attention to accurately ruffling because I'm not a ruffler. I try.
You're an LOLer.
I'm an LOLer or LMAOs.
All right. Ian Chalag, he's our man at RuffleCon. Thanks a lot, Ian.
Sure.
Thanks, Ian. Stay with us. This is the Brian Park Project. From NPR News.